The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1-5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, thank you for turning into another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. This is our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun. All we're trying to do is present to you some good people doing good business and good things. You know, the good thing about the summer is people are a little bit more receptive to networking. They've got to be a little more resourceful in their business. They got time to maybe take a step back and look at some potential new marketing strategies and campaigns. And it's, you know, 140 degrees outside, so people aren't doing the normal activities. So they have a little bit more time to do that. So today I've got Jackie Zaccoli. She is a word of mouth strategist and owner of Network Builders Arizona. And she is creating wealth through relationships. So she's going to give us a rundown on how to do that. And it's the perfect time of the year to put that plan together and implement it. How are you today, Jackie?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. So why don't you give us the rundown on how we become a word of mouth strategist like yourself and some takeaways so the audience can start to implement as soon as they finish the show.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. And my mantra kind of tells about the whole story is that my age justifies my wisdom and my developed clarity teaches the excitement of awareness. And that's exactly what I do when we actually talk about alliances. But we know that word of mouth is definitely the most effective way to sell things. And yet you can't throttle someone and say, make me word of mouth. So I would like to give you some pointers on how to become word of mouth, and it doesn't take any kind of weather to do it. Essentially, it's something that you learn that the most effective way is to build alliances, and many people are reticent to actually build those alliances because they might have to commit. Well, the commit makes sense when you realize that each person that you are talking to knows 600 people. So what I suggest is to build alliances when you go to any kind of an event. And it's all based around your target audience. And I see six of them: small business owner, home family, women, health, entertainment, and the last is the baby boomer. So when you choose which one it is that you are, then you look around for people that are targeting the same audience. And when you're targeting the same audience, when you're really great and remarkable with that alliance, then they're going to make you remarkable to the people that they talk to, which, by the way, is the same audience. So it's a two-step process. After you realize your own target audience, you find people targeting the same. There's no one that competes with you unless they're selling jewelry or something exactly the same as what you do. Build the team. And you can do that right online, looking at your own database and finding the people who are targeting the same audience. Then start a rapport, and I give a strategy on how to do that, so that you either bring them back to life from the database or go out and find them in LinkedIn or some other place and then what you can do together in projects and strategies to now target two people's audiences, so 1,200 people instead of the 600 that each of us has. Does that make sense, Michelle?
Oh, I think you've actually just allowed us to take a step back and say, you know what, back to basics, people, where it's all about the existing relationship or building a new one with someone that you some sort of like for like, and maybe taking a step back and having a conversation with the person as opposed to just sending, posting something on Facebook, right?
Right.
Are you seeing because people got lazy thinking, oh, I have Facebook, I have Twitter, I'll post this and it should just automatically, everyone should just think that I'm amazing because my post was so good. Doesn't really work like that, right?
No, definitely not. It's eyeball to eyeball, and that's how you're going to be different. And the most important part about building those relationships is commonality. Commonality is the most important part. So it's part of the five C's, commonality, then communicating commonality, then committing to work together, then contributing to that relationship, and then you get collaboration when you do it with an open mind and you keep your expertise, and I call that the glow, the guided love of wholeness. So when you work together as a team, commonality is the most important.
And it's not something that happens overnight, right? You gotta be patient.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. You got to massage it and groom it and not necessarily have, I don't want to say selfish intentions, but it's more of a partnership as opposed to what can this person do for me so I forget that we're in it together. Is that kind of a good way to sum it up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the most that you can do for them. Networking is what you give, not what you get. And the better off you are in that relationship, making them happy and giving them resources, the more they're going to say how remarkable you are. So it is all get for them. You know, you give them all that you possibly can in the relationship to get those resources strong so that they actually are able to tell the same audience that you are targeting.
The amount of information that you just gave in a 5-minute period is something that probably would, in a lot of these how-to books and seminars and things like that probably are, 300-400 pages or two volumes or two seminars. I mean, seriously, you just summed up so much information in 5 minutes. So, I mean, that's quality takeaways for people. So can you please give your website, your contact information?
Okay, it's Jacque, J-A-C-Q-U-E, at NetworkBuilders, with an S, Arizona, all spelled out, .com. Jacque at Network Builders Arizona. So the webpage is Network Builders Arizona. I give a clarity from chaos session, and that is an hour where I don't charge you a thing, and we do it online typically. And I give you new niches, new alliances, give you new perspectives on what you're doing. And if that works for you and you are happy with the referrals I give you at that point, then what happens is that we work together and I go out and find alliances and help you to find them as well. It's a great match.
So at least the hour consult puts them on the right path to decide if it's going to make sense. Both parties want to do a relationship partnership. Then next thing you know, their business changes. It's a great match. Jacque, thank you so much for coming on. And like I said, you jam-packed so much content in a 5-minute period. And we're going to list some of that information on the website. That was Jacque Zaccoli with Network Builders Arizona. She gave some great takeaways and crammed in a whole bunch of stuff in 5 minutes. She is the word-mouth strategist, and she really knows what she's doing. All of her contact information is always on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. The show is listed on there too. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Player FM, and Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for listening, and make it a great day, everybody.